Hey everybody, this is a commentary and analysis for How to Grow the Fuck Up, A Guide to Humans, published March 1st, 2018. This is a big one, as we would say in Texas. It's a big one. Means it's a big one. This one's almost 8,000 words. It's massive. It's about 30 pages, 30, 31 pages long. I'm very proud of it. The crazy thing is that this is actually, I originally set out to just do a massive, massive guide about values in general. And I had this outlined to be part one of those two parts. So this is part one, and then part two was going to be about value hierarchies. But I wanted to do this part first to kind of explain, like, there are like different, complexities to values. Like some are way more abstract than others. So like I can value ice cream, but I can also value honesty, and both of those values affect my behavior. And the difference between an adult and a child is which one of those two values predominates. Essentially adults are the more mature you are, the more abstract the principles are of your decision making. So yeah, I was going to do this huge piece on values, and this was like designed to be kind of to tee up the second part. But then this one just got so fucking long that I was like, all right, this should be its own article. Otherwise, I'm going to be here for like 2 months, and the final post is going to be like 80 pages long, and I'm going to like freak out because I'm just going to like want to turn it into a book or something. So I just got this out there. The other reason I wanted to do this way is it's kind of a test. I mean, looking back, I've been insecure in the past about length, that, you know, I could actually hold people's attention beyond a certain point. And then also depth of content. Cause like I do a lot of reading and research, on like a bunch of like nerdy philosophical psychology stuff. And every time I've started to kind of dive into it, I get insecure and worry that people are like, I'm just going to lose people. And I started to realize recently that a couple things. One, I think part of it is just I'm a better writer now than I was a couple years ago. And then two, I think the success of Subtle Art really gave me a lot of confidence to go for it more. Because generally, like when I receive email, like pretty much I would say 90% of the criticisms of Subtle Art is that it doesn't explain enough, that it's still a little bit too light on, not like depth of, because I mean, the ideas in the book are deep, but like, I guess deep and like, it doesn't explain well enough, like where some of these ideas come from, and you know, just help people understand it on like a really deep level. So, you know, the articles in 2018 are very much an experiment to see how that goes. You know, just to almost in a way like give myself the confidence to start going deeper with this stuff, getting a little bit nerdier with it. So this piece, I mentioned in one of the footnotes, this piece is largely based on the research of three different developmental psychologists, Jean Piaget, Lawrence Kohlberg, and then Robert Keegan. And I'll just talk briefly about each one of those. So developmental psychology is kind of like, I'd say out of all, like, as I started reading a lot of psychology and I guess pop psychology books back when I was in college for fun. Like I didn't study psychology in school. It was just always this topic that I found fascinating, and I would end up buying books about it. And the first real subject within psychology that I got into was the branch called developmental psychology. And I kind of discovered it through the work of Ken Wilber, who I've talked about on the site before. Wilbur was really big about creating these models of like stages of development, he called them stages of consciousness. Why is like basically what does growth look like? Like what are the signposts for a growing person as they pass each one? How do we tell that one person's more mature or more developed or more has a higher consciousness than another person? And so I ate this shit up. And so kind of three of the biggest names in the field, the biggest is the first one I mentioned, which is Jean Piaget, who's a Swiss psychologist. He kind of invented developmental psychology. And his big thing was this discovery that children's ability to understand rules and cause and effect they're not born understanding those things. A child has to get to a certain age before they're able to like understand cause and effect well, and then they have to get, you know, and then it's not until they're like 6 or 7 years old that they're able to like understand abstract rules, that they're able to like empathize, understand that somebody else's experience is different than theirs. Until a child's like 7 years old or 8 years old, they don't understand that another person in the room can see and experience the exact same thing and have a different reaction. Like that's not an obvious thing for most kids. And so this was like a big breakthrough. And basically spawned the entire field. I mean, there were a lot of psychologists and philosophers earlier than Piaget who speculated about like stages of development. I'm blanking on the psychologist now. God, it's gonna drive me fucking crazy. I think it was Fromm. Anyway, but Piaget was the first one who like empirically like showed evidence for it that hey, a 6-year-old understands this thing that a 4-year-old doesn't, and it's pretty universal. And so then later, other psychologists kind of took that further, and they said, okay, like let's look at what's the difference between a teenager and a kid? What's the difference between an adult and a kid? What's the difference between like an older adult, say like a more educated adult, or like a high IQ adult and like a low IQ adult? Somebody who's like stuck in poverty and somebody who's not, like how are these things affecting the people's decision-making processes and how they see the world? And Kohlberg developed a model that was very much based around he called it moral reasoning, which essentially is values, which is basically what I'm talking about. Values is a very it's funny, like in all my interviews with Subtle Art, I always tell people like basically I wanted to write a book about values, but if you tell people that, nobody will read it. So I called it Not Giving a Fuck. The funny thing is that values, if you write a book about values, what you're really writing about is ethics. Because our values determine what we find ethical and what we find unethical. But if I told people I was writing about ethics and morality, nobody would read me. Or they would, like, I don't know, paint me into some political corner. So I focus on values. And I like the word values, too, because I think values is the one word that straddles ethics and personal development. You know, it's got a foot in both worlds, and it's extremely important. It's a cornerstone of both worlds. And I kind of see it as like a bridge or a key, because one of the issues in ethical philosophy for like over 100 years now is ethical philosophy kind of reached this impasse where like philosophers kind of decided like, okay, well, there's no real conclusions, actionable conclusions that we can say with like definitively. Ethical philosophy like branched into a few schools of thought, and that were all mutually exclusive, and then like nobody knows, and like none of them, you can't prove any of them right or wrong. And so nobody's known what to do with ethical philosophy for a long, long time. And I feel like values is kind of that link of saying like, hey, really what ethics is what you're choosing the value, and your values also determine to a great extent how healthy, successful, and happy your life is based on all these psychological and self-improvement principles that I've been writing about. So for me, it's this is kind of the area that I'm playing in right now and I'm really excited about. But anyway, to get back to Kohlberg. So Kohlberg's whole thing is that we reason morally at different levels. So like I was saying earlier, like a young child literally is not able to understand that another person can have a different experience from themselves. As a result, this means that like little kids are like little psychopaths. Like they cannot empathize. Like they are inherently narcissistic and selfish. And this is fine. Like all little kids are like this. We were all like this at one point. The problem is if we get stuck there. And so Kohlberg was really fascinated on like why people get stuck there. And then he also developed this idea, like my model that I present here is basically like a diet Kohlberg. You know, he was the one who really came up with the idea that principles that it's later childhood and adolescence that we learn to operate within the world of rules and social norms, and how this is like allows us to be more adaptive to our environment and society. And then at the top of Kohlberg's model, he had principles or virtues, essentially like adults who are able to sacrifice their own interests or their own pleasures and desires for a greater principle that they believed affected the higher good. So my model basically kind of traces Kohlberg's model. But I'm going to mention Robert Keegan, because I think his model is probably the best one. It's also more complicated, but Keegan focused way more on just how we perceive the world. You know, so a child perceives, like what Keegan would say is that our child just perceives objects. And then when the child becomes more mature, he perceives that objects are related to each other. So that the ice cream causes mom to get angry. So there's a relationship there between the ice cream and mom. So an older child or an adolescent perceives the world through relationships. And then an adult understands that there are infinite amount of relationships interlocking all throughout the world, and that like you get these butterfly effect situations of like, okay, if I lie to my friend, that will change his, like he'll make a different decision, which will cause a problem, and then other people will find out about the lie, and then like 6 months later my life's completely different because I told this one lie. So like an adult sees beyond the relationships and sees principles, and sees like high level, I think he calls them like, value structures or something like that. It's been a while since I read him, but anyway, I would say he's the most sophisticated. He's also the most recent, person to kind of blow up in this field. So if you're really into this stuff, I would check out those three psychologists. And yeah, hopefully I will get that second part of this value series done. I am working on another book. I am pretty sure that this post will be included in that book. It's been going really well with the audience, which is really encouraging to see, because I'd like to, you know, I'm looking, now that the whole subtle art thing is behind me, I'm kind of looking ahead in my career, and I'm older now, and I think I would like to start diving into these more philosophical topics, mainly just because the self-help thing is feeling a little bit tired at this point, and repetitive. I mean, that's the issue. When I say tired, I mean repetitive. I've been writing the same shit for like 6 years now. So these are the topics that are exciting me now and challenging me, and I'm hoping that they are exciting and challenging to the readership too, because this is the direction I'd like to start going. So yeah, thanks for reading. Thanks for listening.